Maximum Memory Power is copyright 2006 by John Williams. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from eBook Wholesalers. I am a professional magician and an author of several ebooks. I use many of the simple and effective techniques which you will learn in Maximum Memory Power for entertainment, but I have also proved their power and effectiveness in business and social situations. This is not rocket science. The basics were laid down many years ago, but I've tested and tweaked everything so that it's easier than ever to remember your entire shopping list, your mother-in-law's birthday, or where you left your keys. Almost everyone of reasonable health, whatever their age and other circumstances, can improve how they use the powerful record and recall system which they were born with. Like so many things that we get for free, we never value it properly or take the time, about 3 half-hours a week, to get anything like the best use of it. If people realized how easy it is to learn how to remember names and the powerful, positive impression that that makes, socially and in business, then maybe we'd have memory skills as part of every school's curriculum. And better recall will reduce the stress in your life and give you more time to do what you want to do, because you won't be wasting time looking for things anymore. You can improve your memory. Almost everybody can improve their memory significantly. The extent of that improvement is related to the current state of your physical health, your enthusiasm for the task, and the importance which you place on it. I believe that these systems and advice will help you, whatever your age and other circumstances. Of course, all readers are not starting from exactly the same level, so each person's results will vary. Some of the systems and tips may not help you as much as they help other people. Everything in this ebook is based on my experience and practical research. I'm not a professional in this area. I use the material when performing as a magician and in all my business and social activities. A good memory is a valuable asset that enhances every part of your life, from remembering names and telephone numbers to the punchline of that joke which your friend told you last week. You will get the best results by doing the simple exercises in this ebook as regularly and consistently as you can manage. There's similarities between improving the strength of our muscles and powering up our cognitive ability, which includes our memory. Doing your exercises in long sessions can be tiring and boring, and won't have as much benefit for you as shorter, more regular sessions. Research on diseases of aging, such as Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, has indicated that keeping our minds active and positive may delay the onset of those diseases in some people. I believe that tasks which involve your own creativity, such as these exercises, may have more benefit for you than crosswords or computer games, where the creative content is mostly provided by the creators and not by the participants like us. Looking and seeing. Many people may be caring, loving persons, but they go through each day in a cocoon of self-interest and worry, which stops their minds getting the best mental images of the world and especially the people around them. To improve the use we get from the very powerful storage and recall systems which we all have, our first task must be to remove that screen from between our eyes and our brain. If we don't really see a person as more than part of the background scenery to our day, there's not much chance that we will store a quality image of them, which we will be able to recall without effort. It's very simple to crack and then remove that screen. Just start to focus more on your surroundings and the people you meet, then listen more closely to what they say. This may take conscious effort at first because you are replacing your habitual inward focus, which probably has been part of your life for years, with a healthier and more productive outward focus. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. You might want to try to get more rapid improvement in your focus with some of the simple exercises in this section. Please set aside up to half an hour when you won't be interrupted. Don't stress yourself if your ability to recall the people described in the exercises is very poor to start with, because that's very common. The good news is that you will probably make a fairly quick improvement just by repeating the exercise, but using different people as your subjects a few days later. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself when doing these exercises. Your memory works best when you are as relaxed and focused as possible. Don't worry if your first attempts show gaps in your recall. These exercises are just for your benefit and they're no one else's business. Exercise 1. While sitting comfortably, try to recall the streets and the people which you pass every day on your way to work, like a movie in your mind. You probably know the names of the streets or stations which you pass every day, but the point of this exercise is to show how well you remember what you see almost every day. Then, instead of burying your head in your newspaper as usual the next day, look at your surroundings and especially the people as you travel along. You'll probably see many interesting things which you had not taken any notice of before. Give yourself a break and then try the same exercise a couple of days or even a week later. I think that you will be pleasantly surprised at the improvement of your recall. That improvement should also be apparent in other situations as well. Exercise 2. Choose somebody that you see regularly but don't have a close personal relationship with. Try to form a very clear mental image of that person, their face, their stance, and clothing. What or who does their voice sound like? How do they walk? What exactly did you talk about with them the last time that you spoke to them? When you see them again, check how good your recall of them was. Most people find that their recall is different in significant respects from the real person. That should encourage you to focus better on the people whom you meet in the future. Try this same exercise a few days later with a different person. Exercise 3. If you work outside your home, sit down when you have some free time at home and write a description of your office or workplace. Be as detailed as possible, but don't put more than 10 minutes into this. This is an exercise and not an essay. You could include a diagram and mark the location of as many items as you can remember. If you work at home, try this exercise with the layout and contents of a room other than the one which you're currently using. Pick one that has a number of varied items in it so that your recall gets a good test. That sounds simple, and it is, but you could find some things which you've seen every day, maybe for years, that you haven't recalled when I asked you to unexpectedly. Exercise 4. Our final exercise in this section is a bit harder. Grab a magazine or newspaper and find a page where there are a number of products or separate items, at least 10 if possible. Give that page a thorough scan, then close the magazine and write down as much information as you can about the products and companies or people which you just read about. Just doing these exercises should improve your mental processes to some degree. This preliminary test will show you the current level of recall which you have. That will enhance the buzz you get after you start to use the systems and tips in this ebook, and then see your improved results. You can expect to achieve them with less effort and time expended as well. These simple exercises are just for your information. No one else sees your results, so there is no pressure on you. It doesn't matter whether you get a 60% improvement or only 10%. Your investment of time is minimal, but that improvement will continue for the rest of your life. It may even increase without extra effort from you, as you become more familiar with the power of your own memory. The reward for doing at least a couple of these tests at the start will be to see your improved appreciation and recall of your surroundings and the people you see in the future. Then the systems and tips in this ebook will take you to the next level. In the next section, there's more tips and exercises. I hope that you realize now just how easy it is to get maximum memory power.